Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Thursday, August 21st. Good morning, sunshine. A beautiful afternoon with a humidex close to 30. It's still 17 degrees. The dollar hovering just under 72 cents. I'm Stacey Englehart. The majority of Air Canada's domestic and U.S. flights are expected to be operational soon after a three-day strike by flight attendants. According to their website, 97% of domestic flights expected to operate over the next 24 hours, 76% of international flights, and 99% of U.S. flights. Air Canada cautioned return to full service could take up to 10 days. Customers can now apply for refunds if they only completed part of their journey with Air Canada or had to rely on another method of transportation. Montreal's mayor said she and Prime Minister Carney are aligned on priorities, including public transportation and housing. Valérie Plante met with Carney at Montreal City Hall for the first time since he was elected in April. Montreal's mayor told reporters after the meeting yesterday the two had productive discussions and formed a strong rapport. The Prime Minister was also sent to meet with business leaders and Premier François Legault. The federal government is confirming Quebec will receive over $550 million for infrastructure, with about $84 million going to Montreal. A minor will be in court today on terror-related charges. Police arrested the young male in Montreal. He's accused of pledging allegiance to ISIS. Investigators believe he was about to carry out an attack. Police conducted a search at an apartment building Wednesday. And according to a new Léger poll, only 23% of Quebecers believe the cabinet reshuffle by Premier Legault will give momentum to the new government. He's already begun meeting with some of the ministers in anticipation of a reshuffle, which is expected in the next few weeks. Light 106.7 Sports. Leila Fernandez made her exit from the round of 16 at the Monterey Open on Wednesday. The 22-year-old from Laval suffered a three-set loss to Slovakia. Meanwhile, Ottawa's Gabriela Dabrowski and partner Aaron Rutliff advanced to the quarterfinals in women's doubles. Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to Pittsburgh 2-1, winning only one out of three in that series. Jays off tonight, start up a weekend series in Miami tomorrow. CFL tonight, the Alouettes host Winnipeg at 7:30. And preseason NFL, Pittsburgh is in Carolina, while New England is in New York to face the Giants. Light 106.7 weather. Sunshine this afternoon, a humidex feeling close to 30. Tonight, clear 15. Sunshine returns tomorrow, humidex feeling in the low 30s. Right now, it's 17 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacey Englehart.